Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike Fisher in studio for RJ Choppy at Fish Sports, our Cowboy and Maverick insider, and he is wearing the exclusive shirt that I think this show gave him. And let's come up with one on the Home of America's team with someone that they're not letting get away.
Yeah, it's a thing. Exclusive. And this happened almost immediately after the Texans let go of Brian Gain, their general manager, who'd only been there for a year.
Yeah.
So that suggests, by the way, a great deal of dysfunction there. And we can get into the lack of Cowboys dysfunction, contrary to what so many people think, in a moment. But I'm told that Will McClay's message to the Texans is, don't even bother. Will McClay is not leaving the Cowboys. He won't be interviewing with the Texans. He doesn't want to be called by the Texans. Will McClay will stay. Now, next year, we'll revisit this. I still think at some point, Will McClay is probably 50 now, 51, something like that. Sorry, Will, I don't have that memorized. At some point, maybe he'll want to run his own ship. Most guys do. Just like most offensive coordinators want to give a head coach a try. Then maybe they realize that's not their bag and they can always go back. But Will McClay's belief in this organization, loyalty to the Joneses, lack of ego, because he doesn't care what his title is. I always have to look up what his title is. His official title is Vice President of Player Personnel. But I just put exec. Because as anybody who's been inside the building, as we have, can tell you, Jerry Jones is the general manager in title, but along with him, Stephen Jones is a de facto general manager, and Will McClay might as well be called the associate general manager. And the fact that, Sean, that he doesn't care about his title, that he cares more about helping Jerry Jones win his title, speaks volumes about McClay and is one of the reasons he's not leaving.
So he would want to be a GM, though.
Wouldn't you? Someday, some way?
Sure. Are the Cowboys in the best position they have been in since Jimmy Johnson was running this stuff?
In terms of the way the organizational chart looks, if you accept what Jerry Jones is, and I don't know why after 30 years you wouldn't, why are we still arguing about this? It's been 30 years.
Because they haven't won in 30 years.
Okay, but I'm not a big sky is blue arguer. The sky is blue. Okay. I don't really care if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Let's deal with the reality of Jerry Jones's position here, the positives that come with that, and the negatives too. You might as well do the same thing in Houston where there must be dysfunction. You might as well do the same thing in Washington where there's clearly dysfunction in Washington.
Sure.
But Dan Snyder is going to be the owner.
Yeah.
So they have to figure out a way to make that work. And Redskins watchers need to figure out a way to have a logical discussion about how they're going to do it. The organizational chart here is as sensible as it's ever been.
Is Jerry's involvement as less as it has been ever?
The last time that I suggested that Jerry was preparing to hand over the pen to Steven, if you recall, was at the Super Bowl. And Jerry called Ben and Skin while I was on the air.
Yes.
And
you put him in the ground.
And fake ripped me because I had was basically giving him a eulogy for his funeral. So I won't say that, but certainly Jerry Jones's ears are bigger than they've ever been in terms of listening to Steven, listening to McClay and Jason Garrett too, and letting all those guys have a great deal of muscle.
Mike Fisher at Fish Sports answering all of your questions. Autoflex Leasing fan text. You can tweet him as well. The Dak contract is story number one. So where's this going?
I see a lot of people writing and people I respect saying it's not even close. I would respectfully disagree. They've exchanged at least one offer with each other, one and one. That's closer than not exchanging offers. I think this happens by the end of training camp. I don't think anybody's worried about it. In fact, Dak, Jerry, and Steven all say they're not worried about it. I do understand the angst over, Carson Wentz just got in new money, $32 million. That doesn't necessarily mean Dak gets 33.
Right.
Nor does 33 versus 31 make some gigantic difference. Does it?
Well, no, but does 28 versus 33 make a difference?
And I want it lower. But when people say, well, you know, That $2 million, somebody was saying the other day, somebody that we all respect, can't remember, that $2 million, that buys you four or five players. It does? $2 million? $2 million buys you half of Allen Hurns.
Yes.
That's what $2 million buys you. So in the end, as long as the team-friendly part is about escapability, I'm not really concerned whether it's 29 or 31 or 32.
All right, fill in the blank. Dak Prescott is a blank
winner
quarterback.
Winner. Winner. So
it's not a verb, that's a noun.
Winning. Winning quarterback. Are there flaws in his timing in the pocket? Are there flaws in his accuracy? Are there flaws in his deep ball? Are there flaws in maybe the way his previous coach was reluctant to just let him cut it loose and run? Just run. We'll make you a pocket passer next year.
Right.
Right now it's third and four and we're in a playoff game. Just run. I think those four things are legitimate. But if you're waiting for Dak Prescott to prove that he can win games, I don't know what you've been watching the last 3 years.
Well,
he wins games.
When I hear that annoys me a little bit because that the football team wins the games. And I'm not giving you some coach speak.
Yeah.
When I think of the Cowboys winning a lot of these games, I think, number one, Zeke. And then number two, it's 20-20, 16-13 in the fourth. And then Dak can come up with a big moment in the fourth.
He does come up with some big moments in
the
fourth.
He does, but I need to see a little more of that 1-3. They still average 21 points a game. Like, everyone can yell and hem and haw and all this, and I know I'm supposed to be the Dak hater. At the end of the day, we all know that the offense, passing-wise, it was non-existent before Amari Cooper. And I think, you know, the key here is the leap. That's for me, the development, the growth. KT did a study last week where a ton of different quarterbacks took the step in year four. And I know we're all talking about Kellen Moore. I'm starting to think that the John, and you're out there every day at practice, I'm starting to think the John Kitna difference may be as or more important. I'm hearing John Kitna teaching Dak that your ankle has an eye and you have to throw with the eye at the target and we have to change the footwork and all the focus on these things. So the John Kitna effect on Dak mechanically and confidence-wise in terms of the down-the-field throws, like, That's just as big to me besides Kellen Moore.
Let me defend you, Sean Sharif, in your questions about Dak. Because we do this, talk radio tends to do this, TV does this on purpose, where you like him and you hate him. Okay, let's do that at 7:20 today.
Right.
Well, I don't hate him. I don't care. We gotta do a hot show. We gotta have arguments. You don't hate Dak Prescott.
No.
That's ridiculous. You are trying to figure out what he's going to be.
Yes.
And what his value is. And my argument about his value is this is how much it costs.
Right.
It costs $30 million or so. That's how much it costs. I also remind us that the reason it hasn't gotten done yet isn't because the Cowboys don't want to get it done. It's because Dak's in no hurry,
yeah.
Nor should he be. And then my other issue here is what would the other choices be?
Right.
And
that's why Dak has all the leverage.
Yeah.
They have done, and I love the roster. I give Stephen Jones a ton of credit, Jerry, whoever. But the huge problem I have always had with them the past few years, what they're doing at backup quarterback.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. And because they've been so negligent, in my opinion, and Jerry's probably listening because he knows when you come on every day, and I've been so negligent with the backup quarterback spot, Dak has even more leverage. What are y'all going to do? You haven't drafted anybody. You haven't sat there and done a Kirk Cousins RG3 situation.
I'm surprised that they haven't gone back. This does go back way back, but in the Troy Aikman era, they always had one, and sometimes they had two. Rodney Pete and Wade Wilson, and of course Jason Garrett,
Steve Walsh,
Steve Berline, Steve Walsh. Not all of them operated smoothly here. The Walsh Aikman thing wasn't very smooth, but they threw pricey darts at guys, and then at one point went and bought Bernie Kosar, cost him $1 million. To have Bernie, which was a lot of money back then, to be the backup quarterback, knowing that he probably would never play and hoping that he'd never play. So I'm a little surprised.
Why, though? If Stephen Jones was right here, Jerry, I would say, you know that the odds are your starting quarterback will miss a game or two. I know Dak's durability is perfect. But that sentence right there probably just jinxed it. And in an 8-8 league, which you told us years ago, you ended up being right one of the few times. In an 8-8 league, Mike, with your quarterback out for two games, that can be the difference between making the postseason or not.
I think it's
and
really,
you're going to throw Cooper Rush and Mike White. No, I mean, I can't say no disrespect. That would be a fake statement.
Yeah.
But we're going to have things come down to this for three games.
You haven't seen them earn your respect yet in a game. Maybe the answer will be we drafted Mike White in the 5th round and we believe in him. We think Mike White's going places. That could be an answer. Or we think Cooper Rush is going places. That could be an answer. Although neither one of them have separated each other from the other. They split days. They split days so far in OTAs. One guy gets to be the number two pretty much full time. Then the next guy does. One more thing about Dak's durability. I know that people argue in favor of his contract being big because of his durability. Beware that. It's just like it's fluky in a way that Carson Wentz hurt his back. It's fluky in a way that Dak hasn't. Dak Prescott could break his ankle on the first play of game one next year.
Right.
So you can't pay him really based on, you can pay him on his toughness, but you can't pay him on his durability.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
When it comes to Dak love or hate, what do you get on your timeline? Where do you think the Metroplex is in terms of accepting him, paying him? You know, what are the poll numbers show?
I think most Cowboy fans realize that Dak for this team at this time in this locker room with these guys is awfully good. That you wish he was Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers has problems in his locker room.
Sure.
You wish he was Drew Brees. But Drew Brees is going down at some point, I think, isn't he? You wish he was Tom Brady. Is he ever going to go down? And you wish he was Russell Wilson. But outside of those four, with Kansas City obviously on the come, those are the five guys y'all wish you had. But short of that, I think people will come to accept that Dak, with these guys, because they believe in him.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that part of it? Any of us who played a little high school football knows. Yeah. That's part of it. That the guy calling the plays or the guy running the huddle, that we believe that he knows what he's talking about and that he's going to do what he says.
When you're making the Madden player, what's the last video game you played, though?
I used to beat my kids at Madden when they were 7. They turned 8. They beat me, and that was the end.
When you're making the Madden player and you're doing the intangibles and create your own, Dak is 12 out of all the 10s.
Right.
The problem for me has always been when you get to, you know, actually throwing the football, your numbers are going to be a little bit lower. I know this is so dumb and so small. I can never, you know what my biggest problem in Oxnard is standing next to him and Jason after every practice.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And watching Jason Garrett at age 50 out accuracy him.
Yes. Like, I want to know. I want to ask Jason off the record, what is the score? What's the grand total of you all's scoreboard accuracy contest?
Yeah, it's not good for Dak.
It's not, right?
No, we've watched a lot of them.
And I hate that because that's an awesome moment.
Jason's game, though.
And I want
it's a game he came up with.
Well, it's throwing to people. You know, if he created catch, props to him.
But it's not. But it's not throwing with velocity. It's not throwing with people hanging all over your
shoulder.
On the run.
And
it's not throwing on the run.
But it's just a moment you know you're supposed to capture because it's a cool moment.
Yeah.
But I don't want to capture it, and I don't want to send it out.
Right.
Because not a lot of good could come from it.
Oh, remember the video I sent out?
The Derek Carr accuracy?
Yeah.
Wait. David Carr. Where David is
NFL Network
bouncing
video.
Balls off the ground, hitting the target when Dak isn't throwing it straight to it.
They're competing, and he hits like 6 in a row, and Dak still hasn't hit one.
Yeah. Sean, I think you're smart to be aware that we need to be careful in the message that we craft. I talk about this with Brian Broaddus quite a bit. Brian Broaddus of DallasCowboys.com and The Fan, of course. Broaddus long ago said Terrence Williams is a body catcher. And it's not that it wasn't true. It is true. It's that Broaddus's opinion is so respected that Terrence Williams could never get out of the shadow of that with fans. It didn't matter what he did. He could have caught 5 touchdown passes in a game. Yeah. And a lot of people would say, yeah, but 3 of them were caught with his body. That's not right.
Right.
And so, obviously, I'm not ripping Broaddus here. But I sent out that Dez Bryant video of him on the Jugs Machine about 5 years ago. And the segment the point of the video was to show how hard he's working at
it. Right.
But he dropped like three balls in a row.
Yes.
And I mean, it went. It was on TMZ. It was everywhere. Look at Dez Bryant's terrible hands.
Yes.
So we need to, not that we need to fake the message or craft the message, but we need to be aware of the message.
Things get tattooed.
Yeah.
It's just there permanently.
Right.
So every time Dez drops a ball, that gif, that meme, that Mike Fisher video is going to be put out there.
And the same thing with
the same thing. People think that. I think Dak is an above average in the realm of, you know, a B quarterback. I'm not going to say A. I'm not going to say A minus. I'm not going to say B plus. He's good. I'm saying it like he's
okay,
good.
Okay, and if you have a B and you don't have an A to replace him, which you don't because there's only 5 to 4 to 10 A's in the world, then you pay your B. Here's for
you
me.
You still want to pay him like he's an A plus.
Right.
And right now, every quarterback that gets paid is the next A plus.
Okay, but in 2 years, he's going to be underpaid. If you believe that he's a winner. And here's for me the winning argument. Forget the survey of people at this radio station. Survey the locker room. Dak Prescott will get 53 votes.
Oh, yeah.
In favor of, what do you think of Dak? Oh, they'll write. And Jason Witten the other night told me, he goes, the way he's progressed in the last 3 years, he's going to do the same thing now in the next 3 years. The locker room wins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.